This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We know companies have a pricing dilemma, right? What is the price the market will bear for a product that let the company make money but won't scare away consumers? That's a question very much on the minds of tech companies, big and small, right now as the still nascent AI revolution enters the how do we actually make money from this phase. So far, some consumer-facing AI products are following the tried-and-true freemium model. You can use ChatGPT for free, it goes, that model does. But if you want the best version with the most powerful algorithm, the best AI brain behind it, it's going to be $20 a month. So what exactly are consumers willing to pay? Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin on the evolving AI business model.
The big money in generative AI isn't in you asking ChatGPT to write a sonnet about Hot Pockets and iambic pentameter. The big money is in selling AI to big business, so you can use your work computer to write a sonnet about Hot Pockets. Andrew Merrick covers the tech industry for the investment firm Raymond James, a marketplace underwriter.
Most of the attention from users has obviously been on the consumer side, and with ChatGPT and Google Bard, we do think that the enterprise is the greater opportunity overall.
Microsoft will be charging $30 per user per month for businesses to use Copilot, which can whip up PowerPoints and Excel formulas for you. That $30 figure is actually pretty high. The entire Microsoft Office package can be cheaper than that for some businesses.
The promise of AI is a multiples increase in the productivity that a user can gain from these services.
Consumers are more price sensitive, and in that market, AI companies are luring customers with cheap pay-per-use models or discounted monthly subscriptions. Olivia Tubia is at Columbia Business School.
As you have more and more other services being offered, I think consumers might not just want to have too many subscriptions, just keep it simple.
Tubia says companies that offer a one-stop AI shop, text, audio, photo, video, will have the advantage. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.